The stock, this is a trading on James Robaus. James, J-A-M-E-S, Robaus is R-O-B-A-U-S. R-O-B-A-U-S, Robaus. Date of birth is 12-14-1940. Date of visit is 12-15-24. Please make copy for Dr. Ryan Reese. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph is spontaneous. This is a 83-year-old white male who has had a history of multiple medical problems, including a history for coronary artery disease, status post CABG, and history for permanent pacemaker replacement, and history for aortic valve replacement. Has been short of breath with minimal activity. And also is orthopneic. Period. The patient has some weight gain and leg edema. And it denies significant cough, but has some wheezing. The wheezing and coughing spells. He had a recent chest CT on 2/14/24, which showed a moderate size loculated left-sided pleural effusion and a small right pleural effusion and areas of rounded atelectasis in the lower lobes and cardiomegaly with calcified coronary artery disease. The the patient has been on diuretic therapy and states that he is not on any home oxygen. Next paragraph. Can you also mention he denies chest pains or palpitations, denies nausea, vomiting, reflux, or aspiration? Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of aortic valve replacement and CABG times 1. He also has history of diabetes mellitus, type 2, and history of chronic atrial fibrillation and CHF, and pulmonary hypertension. He has had recurrent pleural effusions and has enlarged prostate. And had an ICD placed. There is a history for coronary artery bypass grafting. the patient had CABG times 1 in 2020 and redo sternotomy and history for aortic valve replacement. The patient has reflux and he has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, habits, the patient denies smoking and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, father died of heart disease and mother also died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. Montelukast 10 milligrams a day, Coumadin 4 milligrams to alternate with 2 milligrams, Pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, and Ardactone 25 milligrams daily, and multiple vitamin supplements. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and no weight loss, no cataracts, glaucoma, but has double vision. He has no vertigo or nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hay fever and he has shortness of breath. And coughing spells. Also has has no diarrhea, constipation. And nice chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And no anxiety and no depression. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies seizures or headaches but has numbness of the extremities. And no blackout spells. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight white male was alert, no acute distress. The mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse is 55, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 229, saturation 93. HE and DA, non-cephalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And there are wheezes scattered in the upper chest with crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, as one has to, with no definite murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities will mild edema with varicosities and no calf tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. And number 2 is history of aortic valve replacement. and CABG. And number three is chronic systolic heart failure. Number four is COPD and reactive airway disease. Number five is atrial fibrillation. And number six is history of AICD placement. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, and he will get a follow-up CT chest in in 2 weeks. He was advised to get an external oxygen saturation study to see if he qualifies for home oxygen. And he also will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Teresa Hernandez. I'm sorry. Copy for Dr. Ryan Rees, R-E-E-S, M-D. Ryan Rees, M-D. Thank you. Just Dr. D'Souza.